In contrast to the almost wholly flint south chancel wall, the south aisle is rubble built below, up to the top of the lancet, with most of the remainder random flints towards the roof, as if there had been major repairs to the upper part of the wall at some time. The stones to the right of the aisle lancet look different, lighter in colour than those on the left. These on the left are local Amberleigh Malmstone. Those on the right are mainly Pulborough stone. The amount of flint replacement is greater than might be expected for minor repairs. In fact, the east gable of the nave wall was weatherboarded prior to 1864, when the present flintwork was substituted. The horizontal beam in this gable may have helped secure the weatherboarding. The upper part of this wall, to the apex of the nave wall, is also flint, but napped flints, largely laid in courses. So it looks like these upper flints were original as opposed to repairs and laid when the roof was raised. The corner quoins between the aisle and the chancel of Caen stone are almost certainly the quoins used for the original Norman nave. The aisle lancet appears to be of the same period as those of the east and south chancel lancets, implying that the aisle was probably created at the same time as the chancel was extended in the 13th century. The reason for the two wooden timbers at right angles visible in the wall should be clear, given our examination of the roof timbers inside the church and of the eaves overhang outside the north of the nave. These timbers are just the outermost of the vertical and horizontal supports for the rafters as they extend downwards over the arcade wall to the south aisle. They are exactly where we would expect to see them, at the top of the corner ashlar. It would seem that the builders decided not to enclose these timbers within the east gable. The present roofs were all tiled in 1864. The church was originally roofed with Horsham stone, the weight of which put huge stresses on the roof timbers. Now continue west towards the porch and look at the south wall of the aisle, firstly to the right of the porch.